Whiskey X Mobile.
Patrick, KO4HKX, NC9B.
Son, hope you're having a good start to your day, KO4HKX.
Not gagging, can I complain? Hope you're doing the same. Not raining this morning, that's a good thing.
Roger that. I'm having a good start, just not looking forward to this long day.
Ain't no fun. I understand that. But if you get done everything today, maybe you can have a shorter day tomorrow.
We'll see. I got to go up to FedEx there at the airport and pick up a toolbox and a cart.
Big toolbox? That's a good thing.
TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. KO4HK.
NC9V.
Hope everybody's doing well on this fine Monday.
Over here.
This guy has like a little barnacle back of my tail here. And I just can't get rid of him. Got a barnacle on my tail. I guess he's likes me behind me. He's just staying back there. Cool thing now.
But I'm back at the house now and late until the first week in September.
Itching to go. I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence. We haven't decided.
It was nice. This will be our first beach trip coming up. And man, I can't tell you when the last time we went to the beach.
It's just nice now. I'll give you that. The sand gets into everything.
It's time for the pup going to the beach. Wonder how she'll react.
I've been to the beach either. That'd be really interesting.
Down Highway 14 through Gowansville and that. Man, 25 is a real pain right now and beats my trailer up.
What?
Joe bowed out.
That last night, and now they're calling for him to resign his office so we can have old Harris.
He knows you bowed out.
He probably don't know what he's doing minute to minute.
I don't buy somebody else. He's just doing what he's told.
There someday, W2JKT. Good morning, guys.
KO4HKX. We're all going to get there someday, but that will be running the country when it happens.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Yeah, morning, Eric. NC9B. No guarantees, but my neighbor, she didn't have that problem. It went pretty quick.
At least acknowledge that he did the right thing, and we all wish him well in his future endeavors, you know. He's just not capable anymore. It's great that he finally was able to admit that to himself. And, you know, we should all be so lucky that we can at least make it to 81, you know.
I mean, you can actually honestly say it. His entire life, he was living off the government. Never can predict the future. You never know what's going to happen. So I'm just happy to be alive. But this was today, Eric. Going to Anderson. I'm old over there at the exit 14. Get up there and go a mile and a half. I'm there. Get back over to Duncan. Hit Duncan twice and then head back to the office. Too much. I didn't bring my rain shoes.
Up in Shelby when I left this morning, and it rained on me really hard, almost all the way down to 85.
At the house, but it hasn't rained over here on Wade Hampton and 357.
Rain over on this side of town, over on Whitehorse either.
Yeah, me too. We're spared the rain for the concert Saturday night because it, it rained a good bit on us on the way up to Beach Mountain on Saturday, but then it did dry out. It didn't rain at all for the concert, so that's great.
That one. probably lucked out on that one. I was lucky.
Well, yeah, my APRS beacon went off right as you were talking and it blanked you out.
Said you were lucky. That's good luck there.
I played a couple of new songs, so I'm hoping they're working on a new album.
Swung by the dealership this afternoon, so they can slide me in for our oil change again. Tried to do it last week, and they were too busy. Said it was going to be till 2 o'clock before they get to me. I said, nah, come back another day.
That Kia dealership down there in Greer?
Yeah.
They told you they were too busy. That place hasn't been busy in a while since when I go in there.
As this is picking up, who knows? First, you know, you're talking to the service guy out front, and you don't know what they're doing in the back.
The oil change guys are just sitting on their stools, playing on their phone, and the techs are doing the same when I come in.
Story. The first time I went in and get the oil changed, you know, they do the service, and they, for some reason, they check the cabin air filter. I mean, it's a brand new car, right? They check the cabin air filter the very first time it's in there, and come back to the squirrel's nest in there. And they want to change the air filter. He called me up. I said, no, I'll change it myself. So I bought one and let it sit in the back of the car for about a month before I decided, I guess I better go change it, right? I pull it out. There's no squirrel's nest in there, and it's got just normal accumulated dust. It wasn't that bad. I didn't even have to change it, but I went and changed it anyway. So I don't kind of scan there right in there. I guess they wanted to get the $50 air filter or what?
About that, yeah, we, when I lived in Seneca, but, you know, way back when I was married, we had two Nissans. We had that her Altima and my Armada. And I took her Altima in to the dealership in Anderson to get an oil change. And they came out, and they actually had on the printout of the paper, there was a picture of the cabin air filter, and it was, like, brown and disgusting. And the car had, like, 8,000 miles on it. It's like, oh, you need a new cabin filter, $50. I'm like, no, I'll do it later. Brought my Armada back in there the following day to do an oil change, and they brought back the same picture on the same piece of paper, exactly the same, and say, oh, you need a new cabin filter. I knew for a fact there wasn't even a cabin filter installed in mine, so, you know, it's a great scam. It's an easy $50 for them.
What are you doing about it?
No, it's in there. We saw it. I'm like, no, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's the same picture you showed me last time.
Paper they gave me with her car, and I showed him it was the exact same picture.
The oil changes because I'm not going to have any warranty issues with it. You know, something happens. Well, we didn't do the oil changes, so we don't know if we actually had them done.
You're fine, Magnuson Moss and all that. They can't deny warranty coverage because you got service somewhere else.
Today, that's probably what they all do. Along with the, oh, well, we can't rotate your tires for free because they got a plug in them.
It's bad about that. They won't touch anything that's been plugged.
Issues.
I think settlement over some wreck or something.
A wrench. Wrench on it. Just buying one of the tire changers. Just change it myself.
But
my tire's online anyway, so.
Get up there up at Flat Rock.
Back on Sunday.
Isn't it?
Even if it was a month, but now at least I ain't got to walk the dog 15 times a day.
Did you get anything at the hand fest?
A couple batteries and a hand mic for any tone radio.
All I got was a laminated band plan and a couple of those USB lights. A pair of earrings.
I felt kind of sorry for the lady with over there in the corner with the jewelry and stuff like that. When we went through, there was nobody over there.
The daughter, she's not supposed to be selling the stuff. It's her daughter's that was asleep underneath the table. Y'all got me up too early, and she was sleeping on the table, and I guess the uncle was the one taking the money.
We went to that, your buddy's pet shop. Up there on Saturday, fortunately, it only cost me $16.
a while, so try to stay out of there.
That's definitely a true pet shop. I ain't seen one of those in a long time.
Street.
Street is across from the Toyota place.
No, it was right there off of Spartanburg Highway, across from the Toyota place or the old Ward's auto parts store.
Oh, yeah, I know where it's at. NZ9B. Patrick, I bit the bullet. Bullet says I sold all the HTs I have, I've ordered one.
FT5D.
I sure did, yeah. R&L headed on for $398. That's a pretty good deal.
That little radio. Easy to program. Just functions really well.
Mama was not happy. I said, hey, wait a minute now. I just took you to the greatest place on earth. Yeah, you sure did. Since we were already halfway there. City idiots. Sorry, guys.
Y'all headed on over after the Ham Fest Saturday.
So was that really be the doghouse? I'll take a nap in the car while you're inside. You better not. HT's on the way.
Morning, gentlemen. KF4MUF.
Morning, Jody. KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody. KN4TFW.
Morning, TJKT.
Morning, Jody. NC9B.
And good morning to the group, man. Good morning, gentlemen. I hope all is well with y'all.
Good trip up to the Ham Fest. Enjoyed seeing you up there.
We all up there, and yes, we did. We had a great trip up there and an awesome trip back. We went and jumped on the Blue Ridge Parkway and took it back down there to Roslyn.
76.
Yep.
As long as the traffic's moving up through there.
The motorcycle.
Made a lot of contact on 520, believe it or not. Man, it was busy.
Was on the air or something?
Or something. It's just people talking, and, you know, just out there and just talking. Like they should have been on an offbeat frequency, but they were on 520, you know, because they were just talking about walking and parking and talking and just things like that.
Realize that's a call-in frequency, and then if you want to carry on a QSO, you move off somewhere else.
Yeah, but it was fun.
HF antenna back up. I'm going to get on the single sideband net. I'm going to get net on a regular basis.
Anybody know, is there a place I can go to show all the repeaters that are hooked up on the SC Heart on the weekend?
.com.
It's
a wealth of information. You know that.
I just happen to know that one because looked into it.
Able to find that cable you were looking for?
But I done some research after I got back home, and I found me a way to do it fairly easily.
KM4MUF. It looked like Gary was having him a pretty good time.
Has a good time. He don't get to get around the show much because he's talking to everybody.
Yeah, it looked like it too. So it looked like he was having him a blast chatting with those old boys.
Conversating with him. He was talking to everybody.
He'd go from one to the other.
That's normal for him when he goes. It's pretty funny to watch. I'm used to it though. My grandfather was the exact same way. And didn't go anywhere that he didn't strike up at least 3 or 4 conversations with somebody.
That too, man. You enjoy watching that.
I had an uncle, and he'd be all the way across the grocery store. I mean, he'd be in one side of the grocery store, he'd be another, and he'd raise his head up and yell out, hey, Tootie! You know, after you cross the story, you're like, I don't know this guy.
Fun.
Calvin Coolidge. That's why we call him Calvin Coolidge. It's actually Calvin DuPont, but we call him Calvin Coolidge.
I'm going to have to say 7-3. I'm at my first stop, and they've got the doors open, ready to go this morning, so I'm going to jump in here and try to get moving as fast as I can, because I still have to go up to the airport and pick those two toolboxes up, so I'm going to be a long day. Good to talk to each ever one of you, and hope you have a great day. KN4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Go and be safe. This is
W2JKT. Patrick, 73 at Cell, NC9B.
Enjoyable day. Hope everything goes well with you. KM4MUS.
Hey, fellas, I'm out of the office here, too. So, 73, y'all. Take care. Be careful. Eric, finish your drive. Be safe. And you, too, Jody. 73, NC9B.
7-3, Leon. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Be safe. Have a great day. W2JKT.
Seeing y'all in Miss Mindy this weekend. You have a great day. KN4MUF. 7-3.
Double this week, Cody.
I'm not sure. We got some 60 inches to put in this week. I'm not 100% sure where it's at, but I know we got some 60 inch pipe to put in. And I just don't know if we're going to start it this week or what we're after with the rain. Deep hole, too. I'll have to bench down probably twice just to be able to get to the bottom.
What uses a 60-inch pipe? Is it just stormwater runoff or something else?
Offline under a road, and it's a big creek. You know, a bridge or a box culvert, they just put that big a pipe in there. You know, and so it's got a steel pipe in there now that's 60 inches, I guess, failing. And we're going to take that out and put in the concrete. Yeah, I'm thinking about it is, it's over Williamson where it's at. And yeah, we were looking at it Friday going, man, I got to cut this thing way back to be able to put this pipe in.
Not harder than the 4-inch pipe I need to put in at my place. I don't know, so at some point the previous owners had some piping run on the property to take the downspout away from the house, and it goes about 40 feet onto the backyard, but then they didn't put a, I don't know how they terminated or if the up pipe part of the exit broke, but it just kind of bubbles out of the ground now, so I'm going to have somebody come in and dig it up and put a new terminus on that so there's a proper pop-up at the end of it and stuff.
And that sounds like that's what they did. They had what they call a yard drain in there just for it to, when it hits the end of that pipe, and, you know, you got the head pressure coming off of the gutters. That's what pushes that water out, unless they originally had it daylighted out, and then you... And then it just runs off.
And it's created this big crater in the back of my yard. There's a hole about 3 feet deep, and it's like the dogs are always losing their tennis balls in it, and it's pretty nasty. So I don't know if there used to be a pipe that came up to the surface and it's just broken and disintegrated, or if it was whatever, but yeah, something needs to be done to manage it better, because it's a deep crater.
Washout, and yeah, and that's what it sounds like. It used to have a piece of pipe on the end of it, wherever it ended up at, and that's just either broke off or they run out of pipe or something and just let it cut its own way through.
The house was built in 1970, and who knows when the gutter system was put in. I have no history on it. The city has no permit history at all for the house. For any of the updates or upgrades that have been done over time or anything, not a single permit's ever been pulled for it, so I have no idea what anybody's done.
Always makes it an adventure to try to figure something out like that.
When's your next...
In September, headed down to Hunting Island.
It's going to be a nice weather down there that time of year. Courtney and the kids really enjoyed going camping over this past weekend, so they want to go again. So I've got a spot at Kings Mountain State Park 2 weekends from now, so that'll be fun.
You guys are up there at the top of the mountain, right?
Top of, it was about 3,600 feet MSL at the campsite. The concert was at 4,700, so luckily we didn't have to take the camper up there, but, it was, about 3,500 feet, and they had this trail that went up to the peak of the mountain, and you could see just forever, so it was a pretty nice place. They only have four camping spots at that place, and, they're building it out, but, it was a really nice spot. It's called the Barlow RV, the Barlow, and it's a really great spot. Two-night minimum, $100 a night.
How long was the road going to? It must have been, pretty long, so you didn't have to go up a steep, steep grade.
Oh, he's getting up there.
I'm in my Hemi.
Yeah, Cummins locked down in the second gear and just kind of crawling up. 15, 20 miles an hour for the last mile or so.
I figured if I was doing any pulling, for any length of time, I'd probably need to get me a diesel and be better.
Job done. I definitely, I bought this truck in 2018. It's the first diesel I've ever owned, and I will never, ever go back to pulling anything with a gas motor.
Well, I've made it into the parking lot here, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hope everybody has a safe day and a good day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day and be safe. We'll talk to you later this week. This is WTJKT.
Ken, enjoy your day, KF4MUS.
Good sign to you because Courtney's getting up and starting to text me, so I'm going to go see what's going on with that. But I hope you have a great day. Be safe. Don't get hurt. And have fun putting that pipe in. We'll talk to you again soon. This is WTJKT73.
Good day, good chatting with you, bud. 7-3's out there, and we'll talk at you later on. KF4MUS.